The Challenge. Great Walled Uruk, city of gardens and temples and public squares, is the paradise of Shamhat's description. But it is also a place of suffering, where the people cry out because of Gilgamesh's tyranny. The two realities coexist. They appear according to one's perception, the way light is either particle or wave. It all depends on how one approaches the city. When she invites Enkidu to Uruk, Shamhat suggests that he approach with the eyes of appreciation, that he stand before Gilgamesh and gaze with wonder at his magnificence. But Enkidu isn't ready for this. He needs to approach him as a tyrant and an adversary. Shamhat did, in fact, introduce Gilgamesh as a tyrant the first time she mentioned him, without a hint of the panegyric that is to follow. "Let me take you to Great Walled Uruk, to the Temple of Ishtar, to the palace of Gilgamesh, the mighty king, who, in his arrogance, oppresses the people, trampling upon them like a wild bull." Enkidu's response is surprising. He doesn't bristle or become white with anger, as he does later when he hears of Gilgamesh's apparent right to sleep with any about-to-be-married virgin. He intuits something in Gilgamesh beyond his brute strength and callousness. His longing is a recognition that floats up toward the surface of his consciousness, a recognition before the fact that however unjust Gilgamesh may be, they are meant for each other. Deep in his heart, he felt something stir, a longing he had never known before, the longing for a true friend. But immediately he shifts from this poignant, introspective silence to an aggressive stance that matches Gilgamesh in arrogance. "I will challenge him," Enkidu says. "I will shout to his face, 'I am the mightiest. I am the man who can make the world tremble. I am supreme.'" If a strong young gorilla had the power of speech, this is what he might cry out to the alpha male with his harem of wives. The challenge is touching in its primitiveness. There is no Homeric subtlety or eloquence here, just testosterone speaking. "Another hero? I will fight him." Enkidu needs to test himself to enter civilization with a chip on his shoulder the size of a cedar trunk. Shamhat, speaking as his teacher, suggests that he approach Gilgamesh from a different perspective. "I will show you Gilgamesh, the mighty king, the hero destined for both joy and grief. You will stand before him and gaze with wonder. You will see how handsome, how virile he is, how his body pulses with erotic power. He is even taller and stronger than you, so full of life force that he needs no sleep. Enkidu, put aside your aggression." But Enkidu is having none of it. Nothing can bring him out of his male challenge mode.